Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashiana Housing Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Viren. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q3 FY24 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you, and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, please write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results for this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Vikash Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of this quarter, and then we'll follow it up with a Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that represents an outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikash Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the third quarter of FY24 for Ashiana Housing Limited. Thank you for joining us today. Area booked for Q3 FY24 was at 3.35 lakh sq ft as compared to 5.92 lakh sq ft in Q2 FY24 and 9.03 lakh sq ft in the third quarter of the previous year. Value of area booked recorded at rupees 173.89 crores in the third quarter vis-à-vis rupees 325.6 crores in the previous quarter. In the third quarter of the current year, we had limited inventory to sell in Chennai and Gurugram and did not launch any new project in the quarter. We expect new launches in Q4 and, as a result, improvement in value of area booked. Second phase of Ashiana Malhar Pune and Tarang Phase 5 Bhiwadi launched in November 2023. Handover commenced in the following two projects: Phase 5 of Ashiana Umang in Jaipur and Phase 4 of Ashiana Nirmay in Bhiwadi. Area constructed at 4.77 lakh sq ft in Q3 FY24 versus 4.59 lakh sq ft in Q2 FY24. Total revenue reported at rupees 189.25 crores in the third quarter vis-à-vis rupees 351.02 crores in the previous quarter. PAT increased to rupees 27.8 crores in Q3 versus 27.35 crores in Q2. Improvement in PAT despite lower reported revenue due to A, change in mix of projects with higher margin projects being delivered in Q3, and B, sale of Marine Plaza project in Jamshedpur, which was a litigated non-core asset. The sale happened in Q2 with a loss at gross margin level. Total comprehensive income also improved to 28.08 crores in Q3 FY24 from 27.52 crores in Q2 FY24. Pre-tax operating cash flows at rupees 53.83 crores in the third quarter vis-à-vis rupees 75.29 crores in the previous quarter. For the nine months of the current financial year, pre-tax operating cash flows were at 212.27 crores versus 84.85 crores for the full year FY23. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We will now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Praveen Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. My question is twofold. One is, how are we looking at next 2-3 years in terms of area of sales book and in terms of the construction which we are looking to do? And which cities would it be? Are we going forward to look at more at places like Gurgaon or our traditional areas which we are strong in, like Jamshedpur, Jaipur, etc.?
Hi, Praveen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Praveen. So, I would say, according to me, the future next 2-3 years look bright. We are launching more projects. So, we have a project to launch in Gurgaon, new phases to launch in Gurgaon. We have 3 projects to launch in Jaipur, 2 in Chennai. So, we have a few projects coming up all over the place. I would say Gurgaon will, in terms of value of bookings, will become a much larger play within the company because of the sheer sales price there as compared to rest of the stock that we have. But that said, we have also seen improvement in sale prices across the board. We expect senior living to start contributing more, so we will have more contributions from Chennai, where we are launching 2 projects. We expect more contributions from Pune as well, more from the senior living in Bhiwadi. So I would say, and as I said, Jaipur, we are also launching projects. I think secularly, we will see good sales, good construction to continue going forward. So I think that will be across the board right now. And I see the next 2-3 years to be quite bright.
Would it be fair to estimate a 15-20% type of growth in the value of area booked per annum?
So I would just say that given lumpy nature of businesses, we might have very large growth in 1 year and then maybe a little less in the next year, or maybe a little degrowth also in a year. So I wouldn't like to do a very straightforward 15-20% increases. As you can see, like, we have had a great year overall this year right now, but we had a bad third quarter because we didn't have enough launches. So, you know, it could be a little bit lumpy here or there, but I think overall, from a 3-4 year view, that kind of an annualized growth rate, I think we would be fair to assume. Or at least that's what I would expect Fendi to do.
Okay, that's great. So one other question is, in the previous calls, we have mentioned that we had certain low margin projects which we were executing. So are there still some projects which we are still to hand over on those lower margin projects?
Yes.
Or we are now?
Yes. Ashiana Anmol Phase 2, 3 and Ashiana Malhar as a whole project. So those 2 projects remain low margins, and I would say even Ashiana Aditya Phase 2, which is to be handed over this quarter, and Amantran Phase 2 are some low margin projects. But overall, we expect the margin, gross margins expansion, particularly from what we have sold this year and what we expect to sell going forward, we will see improving margins. So lower margins projects are the ones I listed out there, more or less.
Thank you. No other questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shivam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I want to ask that what would be the amount of launches that you'll be doing in Q4 and in FY25?
Hi, Shivam. In Q4, we are looking to launch three fresh projects, Ashiana Nitara in Jaipur, where phase one is villas about, and which we've launched, 144 in Jaipur, which we plan to launch in a week.
Yes, so what would be the amount?
Yeah, so these projects put together, the ticket sizes might be bigger. The projects together is, would be about 24-25 lakh sq ft put together. Of the 24-25 lakh sq ft, I think we will launch, of the 25 lakh sq ft, we would launch about, you know, about 6 odd lakh sq ft, about 5 odd lakh sq ft, 5-6 lakh sq ft, within this quarter. There is Ashiana Amara phase three, which is a 377,000 sq ft phase, and that phase we have applied for RERA. So in case we get RERA within the next, let's say, couple of weeks, then we launch in this quarter, otherwise it will slip into the next financial year. In the next financial year, we have three projects tuning total about 30 lakh sq ft to be launched. And we will not launch the whole thing. We will launch like a few phases of that projects in FY25 and existing phases of certain projects. We haven't planned out exactly how much we will launch in the next year yet. We will do that planning probably in March. So when we have a May call, we can give you a sense of where we will be launching, how much we'll be launching in the next financial year exactly.
Okay. And sir, in your slide number 24, you have given the future project summary of 80 lakh saleable sq ft and the land available for future development. So this comes out to be a total of 130 lakh sq ft, if I add the both, or the future projects include the land available for future development?
No, they are mutually exclusive.
Okay, they're both of them are different. So can you tell any monetize and any ballpark figure that how much value of sales can we get from future projects and from the land available for future development?
Okay, so in land available for future development, there is a 30 lakh sq ft project called Milakpur, where it's under some sort of litigation. If excluding that, we have about 1 crore sq ft. And right now, I would say we can, of the portfolio that we can have, can average, you know, 6,500 rupees a sq ft, according to me. So about 6,500 crore would be over that 1 crore sq ft. And we have about 15-16 lakh sq ft to sell between ongoing projects and completed unsold inventory as well. So that would be probably another 700-800 crore. So that's roughly the
saying around 7,200 crore over a period of how many years?
I would say for about the overall life cycle, probably 5 years, from now, maybe five, maybe six. Some projects which shall finish within three as well. Some will probably finish a little earlier. The last odd project should be probably 6 years from now. Yeah.
Okay. And will you be able to meet your guidance of 1,500 crore of pre-sales in this fiscal year?
So, it's dependent on if we get the RERA for Ashiana Amara in Gurgaon. If we get that, then we will cross the 1,500 crore number. If we don't get RERA and that slips into the next quarter, then we'll probably do about 1,250-1,300 crore this year.
And sir, how much revenue do you see in the top line being reflected in the next fiscal year as your some projects are being completed and delivered?
So that is provided to a large extent in the presentation. We have given a delivery schedule and the value of the bookings that has happened in the delivery schedule. I would urge you to look at the presentation over there, Shivam. That information is there, please. Yes, sir.
Okay, any ballpark figure that you can give me for FY25 of the P&L?
I wouldn't like to give a profit estimation, if that's okay.
Okay.
So the revenue estimation is provided, the value of area booked, and the delivery schedule is provided in the presentation. I would urge you to put a margin there. And as I said earlier, I would expect margin profiles to improve now, and I think hopefully GP margins of 30% should apply next year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shreya. Please go ahead. Hello? As there is no response from the participant, I would like to take the next. The next question is from the line of Pratibha Duraiswamy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on the results. My question was, you know, on the senior living space. I think, you know, Ashiana has been in this space for a few years now, and we've also now, I think, doing it in Pune, right? We were in Chennai, now we've gone to Pune. I just wanted to understand, you know, how, you know, you're seeing the demand. Do you see a demand picking up now? I mean, do you see it picking up over the last few years? Do you see that the demand is picking up, and how do you see the demand in Pune right now? That's my first question. And my second question was, is there plans to move into other cities as well with senior living? Thank you.
Yes. So, we see good demand for senior living, and I would see improving demand for senior living, as we move forward, because I think two things is happening. One, the concept is getting more established and people are more informed, educated, and aware of the concept and the services being provided. And, second, I think, we are seeing more financially independent retirees in India as what we were seeing a few years ago. And I think both of those are playing well into demand. If I were, you were asking specifically for Pune, yeah, we are seeing good. And I would say it's just not Pune, actually, it's the location is in Talegaon, which is between Bombay and Pune. And we consider that to be actually servicing both markets. So we're getting customers from Mumbai and as well Pune, and demands continue, and we see good progress there. We are actively looking at Bangalore as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get something going there in the next couple of years. Getting a project going there takes a while. We haven't even closed a transaction yet. So but we are actively looking for land transactions in Bangalore at this moment in time for senior living.
Great. That's great to hear. Thank you so much, sir, and very best wishes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Dugar from Safe Gains. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Himanshu, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, two questions from me. First question was, you know, could you just talk about the pricing trends in Jaipur and Chennai, how you are seeing that on a year-over-year or a, you know, a two, three-year period, like, what do you expect going ahead? And, secondly, in that, could you also talk about gross margins? Because when I see some of your JVs are now coming at, say, 80% profit share, is that, does that indicate that the gross margins are expected to go ahead in some of these projects?
Okay. So I couldn't hear your questions clearly. I will repeat them, and you can confirm whether I got them right. So one, you asked what, how do I see pricing in Chennai and in Jaipur? And second, how do we see margins going forward? And you were talking about the transaction structures that we have done. We haven't done a profit share transaction with anyone. We don't. We have done revenue share transactions. So I'll clarify both. Is my understanding of the questions correct?
No, just on the margin part, the question was, when you're doing this revenue share of 80%, that is adjusting for the cost, right? For the land cost. So that, would that imply that your gross margins are higher in these projects, like in Jaipur and Nitara?
Okay. All right. So, we give revenue share to the landlords towards the land, okay? So depending on the location, depending on the sale price and the construction cost and the revenue share given, different transactions have different margin profiles, okay? Some projects have it a little better, some projects don't have it as well. But overall, as I said, projects that have been signed off in the last 2-3 years can display good margins because sale prices are higher than what we had underwritten the projects at, and therefore margin profiles have improved across these projects. And Interlink in Chennai and Jaipur, both places we see better sales pricing as compared to other before. New projects are getting launched at higher prices than what we had underwritten the projects at, and we've been able to increase prices over the last 24 odd months, so pricing remains good there.
Could you quantify like what kind of price realization increase, I think?
It's difficult to say on a, because a lot of the increase has happened in newer projects as compared to what we thought we would launch the project at. But let's say a project that we took up, signed off 2 years ago, we're launching at prices 20 to 30% higher than what we thought would be 2 years ago. So let's say 30% over a 2 year period could be something what we are doing right now.
Got it. The last question for me was, more structurally or future strategic view is what my question is. So now that you're kind of, you know, doing 20 lakhs per feet on an annual basis, and I think your previous peak was around 23 lakhs back in FY15-16, do you see yourself going toward that 30 lakhs, and for that, do you see any headwinds or some strategic things that you're doing? So, because the land bank kind of continues at that 1 crore number, but are you seeing a faster churn to say like that inventory turnover goes up to say 4x or something like that, 5x?
Yeah, so we are seeing a higher churn and we want to operate at a lower lower inventory if we can to get a higher throughput. We are looking to get to that 30 lakh square foot number. That's definitely something we are aspiring to do and working towards getting there. So only headwinds that I see right now, if I see any, are increasing land prices, and those can become a barrier to getting more and more projects. But right now, from a 30 lakh square foot perspective, we have enough stock. You know, we have about crore and 16, crore square foot between land bank and future development, if I exclude Milakpur, and we have about 16 odd lakhs per foot in between ongoing projects to sell and in a completed stock from a sales perspective. You would have similar area to construct as well. So 30 lakh square foot annually right now we can do with the kind of inventory that we have. Challenges would be replacing the inventory and growing the inventory to even grow faster. And in that situation, the land costs right now in various markets are a little bit of a concern.
Just to follow up on this question, if you could just touch upon the pipeline on the land acquisitions.
So on the land acquisition front, we have active term sheets in a few locations. We are looking to acquire and actively in acquisition mode for senior living in Bangalore, as we spoke. We are looking at closer to Bombay as well on the Bombay-Pune access, one more senior living project closer to Bombay. We are in talks for lands in Jaipur, in Jamshedpur, in Gurgaon. So we are in conversations in a lot of places. And we have some active term sheets also. But nothing is done till it's done and dusted. So that's the progress right now.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon. I have this question on this HSIIDC land. We heard the payments were pending from. How is the payment, and do we think this land closure will happen in next 3 to 6 months now, or do you think it may take time? What is the progress on that?
Yeah, hi, Manju. We have time till June to make the payment, and we will close the payments before that. So in the next 3-4 months, we should conclude all payments for HSIIDC Sector 89.
As Mr. Himanshu has left the queue, I would like to take the next question. The next question is from the line of Praveen Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just on the land question. So, just wanted to get some color from you in terms of when we are underwriting a project now, you know, versus say 2-3 years ago. Does the unit economics still hold? Like, the I understand, let's take Gurgaon for an example. I understand between COVID and now, prices have moved up by 75-80% on a land basis. So are there the actual end prices of flats also moved in tandem, as in consumer rate with that? So if you were to buy a plot, you know, land parcel today, our returns would be similar to what it was when we were underwriting the projects 3 years ago.
So, Praveen, that's what some places they have gone up. Land prices have gone out of whack as compared to apartment prices, and they don't make sense. In Gurgaon, that's my view. There have been some recent transactions where land prices have been transacted at prices that make me very uncomfortable given the sale price of apartments that I expect in those locations. So finding land today is harder than where unit economics makes sense than before. So therefore, we'll have to work a little harder. So the land acquisition team will have to work harder to be able to find transactions where we can see earnings. And but different geographical markets, different micro markets are behaving differently at this point of time. So I guess our job will be to find those particular spots where it still makes sense to work.
And we will be very disciplined in terms of our unit economics, in terms of whenever we are looking to buy a project at that point in time. Land project.
Okay, so we want to be disciplined. We want to be reasonably conservative. But sometimes we might also go off track a little bit. I can't guarantee about the future completely. But the intent is to be disciplined and reasonably conservative in our assumptions.
Thank you, sir. No more questions from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreya. Please go ahead.
Hi, first of all. मेरे को बेसिकली ये जानना है अपने डिबेंचर्स के अंदर हमने और इश्यूज लाए हैं तो आर वी प्लानिंग टू डू सम एग्रेसिव प्रोजेक्ट्स फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
आई कुडंट गेट योर क्वेश्चन कंप्लीटली कैन आई रिक्वेस्ट यू टू स्पीक अ लिटिल लाउडर प्लीज एंड रिपीट द क्वेश्चन प्लीज थैंक यू
या प्लीज बेसिकली आई वांट टू नो वी आर इश्यूइंग सम डिबेंचर्स एंड मेकिंग सम अमेंडमेंट्स इन ईओए एंड मेकिंग some private issues. So are you planning to do some aggressive projects that do require a capital cost of induction?
Okay. So one, we have a large payment coming up for Sector 80 in Gurgaon. So we have to make a payment for something that we have gotten into a transaction about eight, 10 months ago. So, proceeds will be utilized for that. And second, we want to have money available to be able to do transactions. I think that's the secondary aspect of it. We don't want to be very aggressive on pricing. But that said, have the funds available to do transactions at this point. If the unit economics of a location makes sense to us, if a land makes sense to us, we are looking at doing transactions. And it can be outright, it could be
joint venture would be anything as long as the unit economics makes sense.
As in past conversations, you recorded that you are going to update some projects in Bombay. So what category of project it will be? Is it will be kid-centric, premium, or alike?
In Panvel, we will be doing senior living projects in around Bombay. If you look, we are looking for senior living.
Okay. Third thing is, as we have an mall, we are planning some projects for the special kids, and we are also at present we are working with that. Are we planning that on with other kid-centric homes?
I am not able to get your questions completely. If you are on a speaker, can I ask you to be on a headset?
Yes, basically I think that's issue in network. I will call back.
Okay.
I think what he was asking that they are doing some projects related to specially abled kids. In our kid-centric piece, do we have any such kind of related plan? If I pick the question correctly, Shrey, if you can confirm. Or maybe we can move to the next question.
So if that question is there, we haven't made any specific plans for specially abled children. And we can move to the next question, please.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Agarwal from Sterling Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to know that what are the current realizations in the senior living projects and what are the realizations in premium homes and kid-centric homes in various markets right now? And my second question is, do whatever pre-sales we are doing, we have done in FY24, when can we expect the handovers and to be completed?
Okay, so on the second, on handovers, we provide a complete handing over schedule in our investor presentation along with phases and what years and the value of the stock that's booked there, what's the unsold stock in terms of square feet, and I would urge to look at that because my memories would be weaker and that would be better if it's there and you can look at that. From a price point perspective, our senior living projects are ranging anywhere between 5,000 to about 7,000 rupees a square foot, depending on the micro market and the unit that we pick. Maybe 4,700-4,800 rupees onwards, and up to 7,000 rupees a square foot at this point in time. Premium homes, again, depending on the micro market, is operating anywhere between 3,500 to 7,000 rupees a square foot again, and kid-centric homes are operating around. If I exclude Ashana Town in Bhiwadi, which is a completed project, between 4,500 square foot now, and currently, like last, probably would have been 8,000 rupees a square foot. But what we plan to launch in Amara Phase 3 will be substantially higher than this. So I would expect kid-centric homes now to go really higher because the virtue of it being in Gurgaon and pricing changing in Gurgaon substantially.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Singhal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Rishi, you are sounding little.
आवाज आ रही थी ऋषि जी, थोड़ा सा तेज बोलिए.
हाँ, मैं ये कह रहा था कि अपने दो तीन सवाल है. पहला सवाल ये कि आशियाना 3 के अंदर और हमारा 3 फेज में फेज 2 के मुकाबले कितने परसेंट प्राइसिंग आपको ऊपर आने की उम्मीद है?
मेरे हिसाब से काफी डिफरेंशियल होगा सर. आई वुड से नॉर्थ ऑफ 40% इंक्रीज होना चाहिए.
अच्छा, तो जैसे अभी मैं सुन रहा था तो आपने बोला कि लैंड प्राइसेस की जो शार्प रैली है उसकी वजह से हमारे को दिक्कत आ रही है ट्रांजेक्शन करने में. तो जैसे एक बैंकिंग के अंदर होता है ना नेट इंटरेस्ट मार्जिन वाला पॉइंट, क्या उसी तरह से हमारे मार्जिन अब फ्लैट टू ऑफ होने शुरू हो रहे हैं या अभी भी हल्का सा एक्सपेंशन है मार्जिन में?
देखिए जो मार्जिन जो अभी जो हमारे पास इन्वेंट्री पड़ी है जिसको बेचेंगे उसमें मार्जिन एक्सपेंशन है. सो जो लैंड इन्वेंट्री पड़ी है क्योंकि उनके प्राइसेस बढ़ गए हैं, सो वी आर सेलिंग. सो जैसे अब हमारा फेज थ्री तो हमने बेचा नहीं है तो उसकी मार्जिन क्योंकि लैंड कॉस्ट सेम है बट सेल प्राइस काफी ज्यादा होगी. तो नई जो सेल्स होंगे उसमें मार्जिन एक्सपेंशन होने चाहिए इन जनरल, नॉट एवरीवेयर बट इन जनरल वी शुड हैव मार्जिन एक्सपेंशन. नए प्रोजेक्ट जो ले रहे हैं, जो नए प्रोजेक्ट अभी लेंगे, उसमें मेरे को थोड़ी सी तकलीफ दिख रही है आगे.
गेट योर पॉइंट. और एक लॉन्ग टर्म पर्सपेक्टिव के हिसाब से क्या हम एक सिंपल एज अ लेमैन मैं सवाल पूछना चाह रहा हूँ, कैन वी डू, या आपको ऐसा लगता है हम कर सकते हैं कि हर साल 10% एडिशनल वॉल्यूम विद अ रफली 10% एडिशनल प्राइस, मतलब प्राइस इंक्रीज, सो दैट वी कैन इजिली रीच 20%? इज दिस पॉसिबल?
मैंने पहले आई डोंट नो आप थे कि नहीं कॉल पे सवाल. देखिए ऐसा है कि अभी नेक्स्ट 2-3 इयर्स में मेरे को एनुअलाइज ग्रोथ रेट ऑफ 15-20% इंक्लूसिव ऑफ प्राइस एंड वॉल्यूम्स दिक्कत ही लग रही है जो आप बोल रहे हैं. बट लेकिन हर साल ग्रोथ नहीं होगी, हमारा लंपीनेस रहेगा. एक साल बहुत ज्यादा ग्रोथ हो सकती है, थोड़ा कभी डी ग्रोथ भी हो सकती है क्योंकि हमारे लॉन्चेस पे और उस पर काफी डिपेंडेंट है. तो कभी यू नो वी लॉन्च मोर इन्वेंट्री, कभी वी लॉन्च लेस इन्वेंट्री डिपेंडिंग ऑन व्हेन अप्रूवल्स कम इन, हाउ इट बिहेव्स. थोड़ा सा आई थिंक इट विल बी डिफरेंट अ लिटिल बिट ईयर ऑन ईयर इन दैट. सो थोड़ा वो लंपीनेस रहेगी बट अभी गोइंग फॉरवर्ड आई वुड से वी शुड वी आर एक्सपीरियंसिंग, वी एक्सपेक्ट टू सी गुड ग्रोथ ओवर द नेक्स्ट 2-3.
ओके. एक बार मैंने 2-3 कॉन्फ्रेंस पहले आपसे पूछा था तो आपने कहा था भैया सड़क खाली, एक्सेलरेटर भी तो सब दबाए तो ले जा रहे हैं. तो आपको कहीं पे भी डिमांड में थोड़ा सा शॉर्टफॉल लग रहा है या इट इज स्टिल हेल्दी ओवरऑल, सिर्फ गुड़गांव की नहीं ओवरऑल?
ओवरऑल मुझे डिमांड हेल्दी लग रही है. एज आई सेड अर्लियर, हमारे को भिवाड़ी के प्रीमियम होम्स में और किड सेंट्रिक होम्स में थोड़ी सी तकलीफ दिख रही थी, वो तकलीफ थोड़ी कम हुई है बट अभी भी इट्स नॉट डूइंग एज वेल एज एवरीवेयर एल्स. बट बाकी जगह मुझे डिमांड, सीनियर लिविंग में डिमांड, जयपुर में डिमांड, जमशेदपुर में डिमांड, पुणे के प्रीमियम होम्स में डिमांड, सीनियर लिविंग अक्रॉस द बोर्ड डिमांड, गुड़गांव में डिमांड, मुझे कहीं दिक्कत नहीं दिख रही, ओवरऑल अच्छा दिख रहा.
तो ओके, तो जैसे आप लोग तो इतने पुराने हैं इस लाइन के अंदर, इन जनरल जो आपने देखी है साइकिल्स, कितने साल की साइकिल्स अप एंड डाउन चलती है?
मैं इतना भी पुराना नहीं हूँ बट जनरली 6-7 साल के साइकिल्स इज व्हाट आई वुड एक्सपेक्ट गिवन साइकिल्स इन रियल एस्टेट इज सप्लाई ड्रिवन. तो सप्लाई बनाने में हमारे बिजनेस में टाइम लगता है, रेडी सप्लाई होने में तो बहुत टाइम लगता है. जमीन खरीदते हो, अप्रूवल लाते हो, कंस्ट्रक्शन स्टार्ट करते हो, कंप्लीट करते हो, तो एक वो सप्लाई है. दूसरा ब्लूप्रिंट का सप्लाई है जो थोड़ा कम टाइम लगता है. बट अभी भी मेरे को नहीं लगता है कि अक्रॉस द बोर्ड की ऐसा लग रहा है कि सप्लाई में अभी इतनी सप्लाई आ गई है कि साइकिल विल ओवरटर्न. कुछ कुछ बाजारों में पॉकेट में हो सकता है कि सप्लाई ज्यादा हो, जैसे भिवाड़ी में सप्लाई का ओवर इतना था कि वो अभी भी ओवर सप्लाई चला आ रहा है इवन तो बाकी बाजार रिकवर कर गए. उधर अभी सप्लाई कम होती जा रही क्योंकि लॉन्चेस नहीं होते. और मुझे गिवन द लैक ऑफ लिक्विडिटी स्टिल इन द मार्केट, अभी जिस तरीके के डेवलपर्स के पास फंड्स अवेलेबल है, जितने डेवलपर है बाजार में जितने, तो मुझे अभी सप्लाई की तकलीफ कम दिखती है. इन जनरल सप्लाई विल कंटिन्यू टू बी फेवरेबल फॉर एटलीस्ट ईयर एंड हाफ एंड आफ्टर दैट वी कैन असेस अगेन. बट 1-1.5 साल के लिए जो भी सप्लाई ऑन ब्लू प्रिंट सप्लाई विल बी फेवरेबल एंड डिलीवर्ड सप्लाई आई थिंक विल रिमेन फेवरेबल फॉर अ लॉन्गर टाइम बिकॉज अभी पोजेशन इज नॉट हैवीली एक्सपेक्टेड इन एनी माइक्रो मार्केट इन जनरल.
नेक्स्ट, अपना ओवरऑल बैलेंस शीट लेवल पे इफ यू गेट अपॉर्चुनिटीज टिल डेट इक्विटी रेशियो यू आर विलिंग टू गो?
0.3-0.4 इफ आई एक्सक्लूड कैपिटल प्रोवाइडेड बाय आईएफसी, बिकॉज इट्स मोर प्रोजेक्ट लेवल capital which are linked to project cash flows and project returns, not defined repayment obligations. Defined repayment obligation debt, we will be comfortable maybe 0.3, 0.3 and a half kind of thing.
Not something like 1:1 or something like that.
नहीं इधर वो हमारे टेम्परमेंट के बाहर है वो.
ओके ओके. अच्छा लास्ट सवाल, जैसे अपना इतना भारी फोकस सीनियर लिविंग पे होता है तो सीनियर लिविंग में सेल प्राइस आर डेफिनेटली आई थिंक बेटर देन अ नॉर्मल किड्स एंट्री और व्हाटएवर. तो क्या हमारे को कोई आफ्टर सेल कोई इसके अंदर एन्युइटी टाइप की इनकम भी जनरेट होती है क्या, क्योंकि हमारे को शायद इसमें सुविधाएं कुछ ज्यादा देनी पड़ती है तो
एनुटी रेवेन्यू आती है, एनुटी प्रॉफिट नहीं आते कुछ. वो मेंटेनेंस में रेवेन्यू होती है बट वो उतने का खर्चा लग जाता है.
ओके 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 सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू ऋषि.
थैंक यू. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन. The next question is from the line of Shreya. Please go ahead.
Hi, I hope my voice is now clear, first of all.
Yes, Shreya.
Yes, yes.
हाँ, मैं को ये जानना था जो आप बॉम्बे में आपने लॉन्च कर रहे हैं कैटेगरी, वो किस कैटेगरी के अंदर फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल तो लॉन्च हो रहा है? प्रीमियम, इट विल बी प्रीमियम कैटेगरी और किड सेंट्रिक और समथिंग लाइक.
मैं बॉम्बे में हम अभी जमीन ही देख रहे हैं, कुछ लॉन्च नहीं कर रहे हैं बॉम्बे के आसपास. बॉम्बे के लिए जो आसपास हमने ऑलरेडी लॉन्च करा है वो तलेगांव में सीनियर लिविंग लॉन्च करा है और हम बॉम्बे पुणे एक्सेस में और सीनियर लिविंग ढूंढ रहे हैं. तो हम बॉम्बे के आसपास जो भी करना चाहते हैं सीनियर लिविंग में करना चाहते हैं.
ओके. सेकेंड इज जो ऐसे हम लोगों ने अनमोल के अंदर चेक किया कि मेंटेनेंस के अंदर आप लोग किड सेंट्रिक फैसिलिटीज प्रोवाइड करते थे, दैट इंक्लूड्स सम स्पेशल कैटेगरी ऑफ किड्स आल्सो. आर वी गोइंग टू कम्युनिकेट और प्रोसीड दैट इन फर्दर प्रोजेक्ट्स ओवर इंडिया फॉर किड सेंट्रिक होम्स और सम अदर
स्पेशल कैटेगरी? तो मुझे समझ नहीं आया आप क्या बोल रहे हो किड्स, बट किड सेंट्रिक होम्स हम गुड़गांव में और जयपुर में अभी और करेंगे.
ओके. आर वी गोइंग टू एक्सपेंड दैट टूवर्ड्स चेन्नई एंड अदर रीजन्स?
Not at this intent. अभी intent चेन्नई में senior living करने का.
Okay. In respect of elite homes, we are launching it in Jaipur 144. Are we planning to extend it over the India, some other regions?
Again,
for premiumness.
So elite homes are हमारे जो larger, बड़े flat, better specs, more luxury oriented units हैं. हम पहली बार उसको 144 में लॉन्च कर रहे हैं. उसके सक्सेस पे डिपेंड करेगा हम उसको कितने और लोकेशंस में लेके जाए, कितना और जयपुर में करें. अभी तो जितना हमें लग रहा है वी आर वेरी होपफुल फॉर इट टू बी अ वेरी गुड सक्सेस एंड वंस दैट हैपेंस हम उसको और भी जगह करेंगे.
ओके. सो लाइक इन गुड़गांव एज पर द प्राइस आर राइजिंग, कैन वी एक्सपेक्ट इट टू बी इन नियर फ्यूचर विद सम एक्विजिशंस?
अभी हमने कोई एक्विजिशंस करी नहीं है, तो हम एक्विजिशंस में तभी लगेंगे जब थोड़ा सा हमें एक बार लॉन्च हो जाए उसके बाद करें.
ओके ओके. एंड इन रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ सम मेंटेनेंस मार्जिन्स, आर वी एक्सपेक्टिंग टू राइज? बिकॉज एज फार एज आई सी दीज आर वेरी लिमिटेड ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम विद ऑन रेगुलर कंसिस्टेंसी ऑफ लिमिटेड परसेंटेज हाइक्स. आर वी एक्सपेक्टिंग टू हैव सम increase so that we can communicate it further?
मुझे आप ये कह रहे हो कि मेंटेनेंस चार्जेस में हाइक एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं?
जी जी.
मेंटेनेंस चार्जेस में भी वी आर गोइंग टू डू हाइक्स व्हाट वी जनरली डू ईयर ऑन ईयर, माने कि थोड़ा इधर उधर डिपेंडिंग ऑन इन्फ्लेशन एंड बजट, बट नथिंग दैट विल मूव द नीडल इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी एट ऑल. फॉर यू नो it will continue to be this very very low profit, nearly no profit, no loss kind of a business.
Okay, that's all right.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If we were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website, and you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call. Thank you.
On behalf of Ashiana Housing, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.